I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo stove, fixed fire. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
Ever notice how feline family members take a back seat to dogs by most pet insurance companies? Yeah, that chafes me. Cats have feelings too, and it's just wrong. But hold your horses. I got some good news here. FelixCatInsurance.com is doing something about it. They call it whisker-to-tail protection. Because, look, our cats don't actually have nine lives, and accidents and things can happen anytime. Felix Cat Insurance has plan options for cats of all ages, and it covers accidents, illnesses, emergency care, and more. Best part? Plans start at under $1 per day. Customizable coverage exclusively for felines. FelixCatInsurance.com. No dogs allowed. Hold up, this ain't over yet. Roll that legal stuff.
Insurance is underwritten by Independence American Insurance Company and produced by Independence Pet Group. Pre-existing conditions are not covered. For all terms and limitations, visit felixcatinsurance.com/terms.
Good morning! It's Tuesday! It's a terrific Tuesday. It's a terrific Thanksgiving Tuesday. Is that a thing, Thanksgiving Tuesday? It should be. Because here we are on the eve of one of the more labor-intensive holidays out there. One of the more kitchen-intensive holidays on the calendar. And for the first time ever, I'll just fess up, I will be attempting to make my own turkey at Thanksgiving. Turkey breast. I got a mini one. He's still in the net, but he is thawed out at least. He's sitting in a little pan in my fridge. And all of you that have suggested ways to roast my turkey, I appreciate that. But someone suggested crock pot, and now I'm a little blown away by the idea of just sticking my mini turkey into a crock pot and letting it make my whole house smell like turkey. It's just that I really love roasted turkey, but I've cooked chicken in a crock pot before. You just throw, it's really easy. If you've never done it, my best friend turned me onto this recipe, quote unquote, I'm using my air quotations. Jay, even you could do it. The only thing you do, you take three or four chicken breasts, large ones. You put them in the crock pot, salt and pepper, turn it on. That's it. All that you do. If you want, you can put a little chicken broth in there just to kind of keep it from sticking on the sides, but it's not necessary. You could do a little bit of oil. It's not necessary. You, honest to God, only have to turn on the crock pot after throwing in the frozen chicken breasts with salt and pepper and let it go for 6 hours. And it's the tenderest chicken I've ever eaten. So if that's the case with chicken, why can't it work for turkey?
Seems like it'd be kind of one and the same, right?
Well, they are different birds.
Well, same class.
Same class.
Feathered animals.
Feathered birds, even. Wings. But there is a reason why no one allows you to cook anything. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Our final hour. Actually, Jay and I are both off the rest of the week. I will be engaging in my first ever staycation. I mean, a long time since I've had a staycation. Unfortunately, and I will say sadly, Bob and I had to change our plans. We were supposed to be on the beach for the Thanksgiving week and have our first holiday together, but there have been a couple of different family challenges, and so had to cancel our plans. Instead, I am in New Jersey for Thanksgiving and decided I'm not going without eating some type of Thanksgiving meal. So for the first time ever, it'll be a smaller Thanksgiving meal, but I'm going to go turkey breast, either in the oven or the crock pot, a big old mess of smashed potatoes with a ton of butter and turkey gravy, so brown gravy, and a pumpkin pie. Oh, and salad, just because you got to have something green so you don't feel like all you're eating is starches. I know I'll have no trouble with the pumpkin pie or the potatoes. The turkey, I guess I better have something on standby. A can of chicken.
Oh no.
Canned salmon. Maybe
spam.
Maybe I better have a couple of burgers in the freezer just in case.
Get the pizza number ready.
Wow, you don't have any faith in me, Jay. What's
that about?
I've been
hyping up your Thanksgiving dinner the whole show.
All right.
I think it's going to be great.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much for all your suggestions. I promise to let you know how it turns out. For better or for worse, like the animals hiding under my shed, for better or for worse, we're in this together. So happy Thanksgiving to you. I know a lot of you are already on the roads because I was supposed to be on the road actually an hour ago, headed south along the eastern seaboard. There are a lot of people already up, either traveling, they're out of their regular routines, you all maybe even be doing food prep at this hour. So thank you. Thank you for hanging out with us and making us your morning entertainment of choice. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, musings from my brain, like, raise your hand if you thought the Browns and Chiefs, and should I add the Lions to the mix? If you thought the Browns and Chiefs and Lions would have identical records through week 11 in the NFL. Seriously. I could see people being on board with the Jaguars and the Chiefs having the same record because the Jags were ultra hot going into the playoffs last year. It wasn't just their comeback against the Chargers. That was more of the Chargers. But they rattled off a bunch of wins at the end of the season and were able to capture the AFC South. So that's not a surprise. It's not a surprise that the Ravens have a really good record, though, of course, they have lost a bunch of guys to injuries. But they're terrific, and they have been under John Harbaugh most of the time. The Dolphins, we knew, would have a much better season. They were poised to have Tua back and be an offensive force. Those are not surprises, at least not huge surprises. But the fact that the Detroit Lions actually have a better record than the Chiefs, they've got 8 wins and 2 losses, and the fact that the Cleveland Browns are sitting at 7-3, dead identical records. I mean, that's, I don't want to say it's crazy, because to start the season, the Browns, we knew, had a world-class defense, and we thought they had Deshaun Watson, not to mention Nick Chubb, as well as some of the others, and their run game, Kareem Hunt, they brought back, but Jerome Ford has been great. The offensive line is real good. We knew Amari Cooper was there. So before the season started, maybe, but after they lost Nick Chubb, and then Deshaun Watson was in and out and in and out of the lineup again, no way. No way. The Super Bowl champions have the same record as the Cleveland Browns, and they're not even in first place in their division. The AFC, ooh, it's dynamic and it's dramatic, and something's wrong with the Chiefs. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. So find me on Twitter, on our Facebook page too. We're asking you to vote for TD of the Week. That poll is up and running. You can also answer our show question of the night, which has to do with Thanksgiving. So your favorite meal, your best recipe, maybe it's the side that you enjoy taking. It's a dessert. I don't know what it is. Let's share. Let's do a Thanksgiving share, shall we? A Thanksgiving, I'm trying to think of a T word that would go along with it. A Thanksgiving theorizing. No. Thanksgiving theories. How about that? That's not bad. Jay's not really on board with it yet. A Thanksgiving thought. Your Thanksgiving thoughts.
Better.
All right. My Thanksgiving thought is this. The Chiefs can't score in the second half. As in, can't score. Period. Do you know they don't have a second half touchdown in a month? This is the Super Bowl champions with the best quarterback and the best tight end in the league, as well as an active run game. Isaiah Pacheco is terrific. Their defense has been great. They've got a ton of veterans on that side of the ball, but you can only ask this defense to do so much. When you only score in the first half, that's not on your defense. And against the Eagles, it came back to bite him in the rear. Now, there is one moment in the second half, inside the 2-minute warning, that people will be talking about over and over again. On this Tuesday morning, you're going to see the, I was going to call it a highlight. You're going to see the tape. You're going to see this moment replayed over and over again for good reason. It was a prime opportunity that was wasted by the Chiefs. But even as you listen to it and hear the reaction, I want you to know it's just one example of how the Chiefs fail to capitalize in the second half. It's just one example. It's not the only one. But yeah, it's so dramatic. The visuals are so stunning that you are going to see it and hear about it over and over on this Tuesday morning.
Snap to Mahomes, retreating. He's unloading it long. He's got Valdes-Scantling, and he cannot hang on to the ball. He drops the ball in the end zone. A deep post pattern. The Chiefs had it.
Yeah, they did.
They had the defender beat. And Valdes-Scantling, on a deep post, had the deep safety beat. And Valdes-Scantling drops the ball at the one-yard line.
Chiefs second down and 10. Four-man rush, shotgun snap, back to pass, Mahomes 7. Winds up, long pass, down the middle, he's got him! Over the shoulder, drop! A drop at the 2 by Marquez Valdes-Scantling. Off his gloves, incomplete. 3rd and 10, stunned silence at Arrowhead. Wow!
Kevin Harlan nailed it. I actually was listening to Kevin and Kurt Warner on Westwood One when this moment unfolded in the late stages of the fourth quarter, and Kurt Warner was stunned as well. And you can hear that tension inside Arrowhead Stadium, where they're used to Patrick Mahomes leading the team on late game-winning rallies and scoring drives, not this. It's on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, if you haven't seen it. Definitely go look at it, because as much as you can hear it with Kevin or with Mitch Holtis on Chiefs Radio, when you see it, you'll have a visceral reaction. Trust me. Wait until you hear the Merrill Reese call. We'll get to the Eagles version a little bit later. I've seen it. I'm not joking. At least 100 times tonight, having NFL Network up as well as ESPN. I've seen it at least 100 times replayed in the last 5 hours. But that moment in which Marquez Valdes-Scantling has a ball in his hands, he bobbles it, it bounces off the side of his face mask and away from him through the end zone. That moment, as stunning and dramatic as it is, was just one example of why the Chiefs were so anemic in the second half against the Eagles. Definitely give the Eagles defense credit, but let's be fair. Bradley Roby was beaten by multiple steps. MVS just ran right by him. It was a deep post route. It was a go route. He just ran right by him. Roby stopped. He hesitated a minute. He didn't stop, but he hesitated a second and watched MVS leave him in the dust. He couldn't have caught that ball if he tried. He couldn't have touched that ball if he tried. Patrick Mahomes put it in a place where only MVS could catch it. It was too high, coming at too drastic of an angle for Bradley Roby to get anywhere close. Roby would have not been able to tackle him even if he had caught the ball, because his momentum would have carried him into the end zone. It was the go-ahead touchdown pass. And yet Patrick Mahomes, when he was asked about regretting it or wishing he hadn't thrown it, he gave the perfect leader answer.
I mean, I have no regret. I mean, they triple teamed Travis, so I went to the guy that won downfield, and Marquez won. Just didn't come away with the ball. I mean, I could probably throw a little bit shorter. He was that open. So, yeah, you just got to continue to try to get better and better. Defense is keeping us in games, and if we can find a way to just get a little bit better as an offense, we're going to win a lot of these games.
He says, I probably could have thrown it a little bit shorter. That is Patrick Mahomes taking one for the team. That is Mahomes refusing to blame his receiver. He did say MVS got by him. He ran a great route. He did. That's the sad part, is he did the tough work. He got there and then just couldn't hang on. But he's not the only one that screwed up in the second half. Travis Kelce had a fumble on the 7-yard line. They were deep in the red zone and he fumbled on a 7-yard line. After a catch. Earlier in the game, Mahomes had an interception in the end zone. It wasn't second half, but still, it killed a terrific drive. The Chiefs had 5 drops in the game yesterday. They lead the NFL in drops by receivers. Three of them came on that final drive. They had penalties. They had three and outs. It's easy to blame MVS, and he blamed himself. There's video of him walking down the tunnel after the game was over and the Eagles had won, and he's slamming his helmet against the side of the, looked to be one of those pads, but I could be wrong. Maybe he did leave a dent in the wall, but it could have been padded. Not really important. Either way, he was angry at himself. Kelce pounded the turf after he fumbled the ball and the Eagles recovered in the red zone. There was another moment where the Eagles had a chance to down the ball on the 1 yard line late in the game and didn't do it. And so the Eagles had some breathing room because they had a touchback. But yeah, the offense has just 53 points in the second half. 10 different games in the second half so far, just 53 points. That's the worst in the NFL. So actually, give them credit. Give the defense credit that they're 7-3 because they have the worst second half offensive production in the entire league. Worse than Carolina. Worse than Arizona. Worse than Tampa. I'm trying to think of some other teams that seem to struggle offensively. Worse than the Giants. Oh, yeah. How about that? Worse than the freaking Jets, who have, what, 9 touchdowns in 10 games? That's how bad it is. And the Chiefs lead the league in drops. How about cut those in half? Maybe you don't have 26 drops. You have 13. Maybe you have 3 or 4 more touchdowns in the second half. They're still 7-3, which means they're still dangerous. But they have no one to blame but themselves. Again, credit the Eagles, but they had opportunities and couldn't capitalize. You can't say the Eagles' defense is the reason why MVS dropped that ball that was, as Jay called it, a dime. I mean, it was perfect. It couldn't have been thrown any more perfectly. So good for the Eagles. They have a couple of touchdown drives to rally from double figures down, same as what the Chiefs did to them in the Super Bowl. But actually, they didn't. The Chiefs, when they won their first Super Bowl, had the 10-point rally in the fourth quarter against the Niners. Against the Eagles, they nearly came back from double figures down but couldn't do it. That's what happens. You blend your Super Bowls together, your Chiefs Super Bowls together. There's been so many. But I don't know if they do it this year because the AFC has got some real good teams at the top of their respective divisions. And then behind them, teams like the Browns, the Texans, who are 6-4. I mean, you can laugh if you want. The Bills, who are above 500 again. But the fact that the Chiefs and Browns have the same record and that the Ravens are now the best team in the AFC, that's significant through week 11. So we'll get to the Eagles side of things. We'll give you the reaction as well. We've got our candidates for, well, we have to reveal your Monday MVP. It was a neck and neck race the last I checked. But also we have to give you your candidates for TD of the week. Thanks so much for sending your recipes, your Thanksgiving wish.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Get the best workout with the best-kept secret in fitness. Hydro, the state-of-the-art at-home rower. Hydro engages 86% of your muscles, delivering the ultimate full-body workout in just 20 minutes. From advanced to beginner, Hydro has over 4,000 classes that are shot all over the world and are taught by Olympians and world-class athletes. For a 30-day risk-free trial with free standard shipping, go to Hydro.com and use code FIT500 to save up to $500. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT500.
Selling your car to Carvana is as easy as...
As easy as pie?
Sure. All you have to do is enter your license plate or VIN.
As easy as a stroll in the park.
Okay, then just answer a few questions and you'll get a real offer in seconds.
As easy as singing!
Why not? Schedule a pickup or drop-off and Carvana will pay you that amount right on the spot.
As easy as playing guitar.
Actually, I find that kind of difficult. But selling your car to Carvana is as easy as...
Can be.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to get an instant offer today.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why!
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why!
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why!
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors, it helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
It's good to have you with us on this Tuesday morning. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Mahomes again backs up. He's looking. He is going deep. He wants it all, and it is dropped. It was in the hands of Scandling at the goal line, and he dropped it. Take a deep breath. He dropped it. It was there. It was a great pass, and he dropped it.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Even Merrill Reese tells you it was a great pass. Of course, the voice of the Eagles can afford to be generous in his compliments when the ball went off the hands and then the face mask of Marquez Valdes-Scantling. Again, it's a moment you're going to see over and over again from the fourth quarter, two-minute drill. The Eagles had the lead. Chiefs were driving at their own stadium, Arrowhead. This is their comfort zone. They are supposed to be impervious to pressure, but that's not how it worked out. And that was just one moment. There were five drops in this game. There were two turnovers in the red zone by the Chiefs. One was actually a pick by Patrick Mahomes in the end zone in the first half. And then Travis Kelce, the drive before, actually it might have been a couple drives before. It was midway through the fourth quarter. He fumbled on the 7-yard line and knew that they had once again squandered another chance deep in Eagles territory. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Credit the Eagles, though, because they played a lot better in the second half. They were able to get two Jalen Hurts touchdowns, one on the tush push, which came after really their only major chunk play of the night.
Shotgun snap to Hurts. Left tackle block again. Winding up. Deep pass down the sideline. And caught on a squat at the one. Caught on the 1-yard line by the receiver, Devontae Smith. A 41-yard completion down the sideline. Cramped quarters. First and goal to go, Philadelphia.
If you didn't see it, go back and check out the video, because Devontae Smith, he could have stretched out. He could have played fast and loose with the football and tried to get it across the goal line. Instead, he recognized the precipitous angle at which the pass was coming in. He had a defender who was bodied up, and instead he catches it. He goes down to his knees. He cradles it and protects it against his stomach so that there's no way it's fumbled or he doesn't get that reception. 41 yards. It was the longest play of the night for the Eagles by far. And one snap later, of course, you knew it was coming. The brotherly shove, the pushing of the tush, whatever it is, that was the go-ahead touchdown. Again, Merrill Reese on Eagles radio and then Kevin Harlan. About 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, that big pass down the field to Devontae Smith. Also, I needed Devontae to have a good game to win my fantasy matchup, and he sure did. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio on Facebook and then on Twitter as well. You can vote for TD of the Week. It would have been a great candidate if Devontae Smith had gotten into the end zone, but he recognized the most important thing is make sure it's a catch. Make sure that you do not drop that puppy. And so, yeah, he tucked it in and actually went into fetal position to make sure that he secured it. The offense really struggled for the Eagles. They were outgained by the Chiefs by 100 yards and only 3 for 11 on third down. So the defense was great and kept the Chiefs scoreless in the second half. Still, though, Jalen Hurts will admit they haven't played their best game or up to their full potential.
I don't think we played clean tonight. I don't think we played to our standard, nowhere near our standard. But I think the thing that you can't test or quantify is the resilience that a team has and the ability to persevere and see through things and overcome things. And this team has that. And so, we've yet to, put up a performance to our standard. But, we continue to find ways to win. And when you win games like we've won games, that builds a ton of character. And, kind of, I guess, character development mode. With the games we've played and how we've won. And it only serves great things in the future.
That's what good quarterbacks do. Quarterbacks, they make three or four plays that change the game with their mind, right? They got to do a great job throwing the ball, running the show. But they make three to four checks a game with their mind that can make big differences, and Jalen did that tonight.
Producer Jay just said in my headphones, it's a Jedi mind trick.
Quarterbacks are like Jedi.
Quarterbacks make plays with their minds. But they do. I understand what he was saying. The point he was making is that they see what's happening. They're able to adjust on the fly as they read defenses. Sometimes we even get audibles, but other times we just see them going through their progressions and recognizing what the defense is giving them. But the way he said it was actually funny. He made it sound like, yes, in fact, they were moving objects with their minds.
They make three or four plays that change the game with their mind.
It's like Luke Skywalker. He remember in Return of the Jedi where he picked up C-3PO in the chair and made the Ewoks think that he was a god as he was flying through the air in his chair. They could maybe, I don't know, maybe you, if you're Patrick Mahomes, you can pick up Hassan Reddick and move him to another part of the field. Oh, I love it. Nick Sirianni, the Eagles, they have started out 9-1 for the second straight season. Hasn't been done since Peyton Manning's Colts going back to the 2005-06 seasons. But Jason Kelce, he'll give credit to what he saw from the Chiefs D.
We have really good players. Sean Desai has been really, really good for the most part this year. I think the defense has been outstanding. I mean, I think outside of maybe one or two games, they've been pretty stifling. Rodden defense has been rated the best in the NFL, so they're doing some really, really good things.
I like the stifling word. I like the use of stifling. Jason Kelce and, of course, his brother Travis met at midfield, and he was asked what he said to him. It's like nothing really. After the game, there's always one who's disappointed, so we don't really say a whole lot. Of course, the cameras are on them, and Mom is up in the suite, and so they do get plenty of airtime. And I don't know if you guys saw the video. This was adorable. On Monday Night Football, when the Eagles were on offense early in the game, they had a video from inside the Kelce's home where I think the little girl's name is Wyatt. Their daughter, Wyatt, was imitating how her dad lines up with his right hand tucked behind. Oh, no, it's left hand. Sorry. Left hand tucked behind his back. And he snaps the ball that way. And she was imitating him. in their living room, and his daughter is laughing away. I'm sorry, his wife is laughing away, and they've got a video of it, how she imitates what her dad does at the line of scrimmage. So she had her arm tucked behind her back, and she was pretending to snap and then running forward. It was really cute. Definitely look it up. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Jason also said, well, I'll talk to him in a couple of days. Yeah, you think? They have that world-class podcast, New Heights, with the Kelce brothers. Everybody to a man kind of pointing to the Eagles' defense. Though, yeah, the Chiefs' defense played really well, too. It's just they continue to have issues. No points in the second half.
I think we're kind of shooting ourselves in the foot. I've got to do a better job helping out with that. And then, you know, my guys have got to do the same thing. So we've all got to pick it up a notch there the second half. We're just not as sharp there. You know, we'll work on that. I've seen teams change things around quick in this league. So we got to take care of business there and get it done. So I'm not standing here having to talk to you guys about this. You know, I want to get it right. And so I'm a part of that too.
Penalties and just miscues. We've got to find ways to score at the end of the day. Defense is playing great football, has been all year. Offense, we got to find ways to finish football games.
That's a lot of things we can improve on, a lot of good football we left out there. And self-reflecting overall as a group. I think this is a growing moment for us as a team overall.
So Chris Jones, a veteran, remember his holdout situation at the beginning of the year, but stepped right in, made an impact immediately when he came back. And he says, hey, this is a moment for us to grow up. Either grow up or shut up, one or the other. The Chiefs are still 7-3. They still have a healthy lead in the AFC West, and maybe they benefit from the fact that the division is down, though the Broncos have won 4 in a row, and they did beat the Chiefs. By the way, I'm in here minding my own business. Listen, all of a sudden the TV comes on. How does that happen? The TV's been muted the entire night. And then just randomly, the audio comes on. I mean, I'll just have to talk louder.
How does that happen?
I don't know. Someone's screwing with it somewhere else. But why would any radio studio be watching TV with the volume up right now? And why does it automatically come on in here? I do not understand.
I have never seen...
Okay, you talk for a second because I'm going to turn it down.
I've just never seen the volume coming out of that TV before. I didn't even know that it could... Eli's on. Yeah, I didn't even know that it could make sound, that TV.
Did you ruin the show?
Not yet. Give me another 5 minutes, maybe.
What did you talk about while I was gone?
Just the TV.
Just the TV. Yeah, it randomly just... the remote is across the room. I didn't touch it.
Didn't even know that it could
make no idea.
Sound.
It's like Poltergeist.
It is
Remember
like Poltergeist.
Remember we talked about that last week? It's like Poltergeist.
Have you watched it again yet?
No, I'm never watching that movie again. Not two, not three, not four. I'm never watching another horror movie as long as I live. I don't care. If Bob likes horror movies, he's going to watch them on his own.
Give Scream another shot.
I've seen Scream 1 and 2. I think after that I was kind of over it. Two stinks. Did the new one have shades of the original? Because I heard they brought back some original peeps and that it actually was pretty good, but I didn't see the new one.
I haven't seen it in full yet. I've only seen parts. It seemed okay, but yeah, it did have like ties to the first one with Courtney Cox still in it and all the, yeah. So it's supposed to be kind of like a tribute, not tribute, but go
a
off
reboot?
Of the first one, kind of.
Oh.
Like it plays off of the events in the first screen.
It's like when they remade 90210, they brought back some of the original characters?
Yeah, similar
okay.
idea.
All right. It's never as good as the original.
Never.
Like the new Karate Kid, never as good as the original.
No.
Never.
Of course not.
On Twitter, A-Law Radio, or on our Facebook page, Dana's telling me I can't have my mini Thanksgiving meal. This is a solo Thanksgiving this year. I've never done this before. I've got a mini turkey, so a turkey breast. I'm going to make potatoes. I have way too many potatoes. I have 5 pounds of potatoes, but I didn't even have a smaller bag. I'm making a pumpkin pie, which half I will put in the freezer because I'm only going to eat one big piece, and then I'm going to freeze the rest so I can bring it to Jay. Jay, make sure you don't eat too much pumpkin pie over Thanksgiving.
I'll try.
Okay. And so I feel like that's enough, but Dana's telling me I have to have stuffing.
have to have
it's
stuffing.
It's too easy not to do. The problem is my turkey breast will not be stuffed. You can't stuff, but I could have dressing, I suppose. Stouffer's?
Could.
Do you think I should go and get a bag of stuffing now, too? Who's going to eat all this food? It's just me.
It's a lot. I mean, I think you have a good spread, but if you want to add the stuffing, I mean, there's really, you can't say it's a wrong thing to do, you know?
No, but what am I going to do with all the food is what I'm asking.
It's a lot. It would be a lot of food.
Right. I feel like even 5 pounds of turkey is too much for me, but I do love leftover turkey, so I'll be okay with that for sandwiches, yada, yada. Oh, I have rolls. Do you like pretzel rolls?
I love pretzel
rolls.
Okay,
so that's my spread right there. A mini turkey breast, potatoes, a pretzel roll, salad, so I have something green that's not starchy, and a pumpkin pie with whipped cream.
I don't think it needs more. I think that's pretty perfect.
Yeah, I can't imagine what else I could possibly have room
for.
Would
stuffing be overdoing it?
No, I love stuffing. I just figured because I can't actually stuff a turkey breast that it would be not worth it. It is easy to do on the stovetop. You can.
Yeah.
It's just that who's going to eat all that food? It's going to be me sitting in front of a Star Wars marathon. Just kidding. I'm going to watch football. I'm just joking. Still, who's going to eat all that food?
Well, if you want.
I could knock on my neighbor's door. Hey, you need some more?
If you want
to eat. Sorry to interrupt. They're Polish, so they may not be doing a traditional American Thanksgiving meal.
I
suppose I could take some
maybe
over there.
Maybe get some like kielbasa in return.
Kielbasa and sauerkraut.
Sounds good.
Pierogies?
Sounds good.
Uh-huh.
But what was I going to say now? I don't remember.
All the extra food?
Oh, yeah. If you feel like having, like, you know, Thanksgiving food throughout the week and into the weekend, then make more. Because then you'll just have it. But then, you know, night three, night four, do you still want that?
Yeah, I like
then
it.
Then go for it.
But you could always freeze it and use it a week later.
True.
So Norm on our Facebook page says butterfly your turkey breast and then stuff it. So he says you actually can kind of cut it, carve it up, and then stuff it. That feels like a lot of work for me on my first day. Colleen, we make spinach balls, enough to get us through until New Year's. So she's opting for spinach balls, not stuffing. Interesting. My friend Carrie, who listens to the show on Facebook, she just posted sweet potato souffle. That sounds amazing. Has pecans. Well, I say pecans. People get mad at me, so pecan. I kind of, yeah. Has pecans on top. None of that marshmallow stuff.
I like the marshmallow.
Wait, are
stuff.
They candied pecans? Because that would be delicious.
How about both?
How about candied pecans and marshmallow?
Why not both?
Well, then it's a dessert.
You can get around it.
Jay, do you eat any vegetables on Thanksgiving? You eat the token green bean?
No, I don't like that. I don't like that.
Jay won't have one green thing on Thanksgiving.
Corn, is that a vegetable?
Kind of, but it just goes right through you. It has no nutritional value. Did you know that about corn? Zero nutritional value. Your body can't break it down. It just goes right through you.
Of course, that's the one I eat.
It's like one of those old dolls when you were a kid. Not that you ever played with dolls, but it would be okay if you did. It was one of those old dolls that was kind of, it was the doll that you would give the bottle. And then you have to change the doll too. Quote unquote, but essentially the water just run right through the doll and come out the other end.
That's very
so cheap. Yeah, so that's what corn does. Sorry to be inappropriate on this Thanksgiving Tuesday, but it's true. Corn doesn't really have any nutritional value, which is why you probably like it.
I was going to say that's the one.
Is your inbox overflowing with Black Friday deals? The deal you won't want to miss is Blinds.com's biggest event all year. Save up to 50% site-wide at the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. For over 25 years, Blinds.com has provided a better way to buy window treatments. 100% online, so there's no showroom markups or waiting hours to get a quote from pushy salespeople. And you'll always rest easy with Blinds.com's upfront pricing. From premium shades, blinds, shutters, and more. DIY, or let us handle measure and installation for you. Plus, get a free consultation with our Blinds.com design experts, always ready to help you make the perfect selection. They'll even ship free samples right to your door. No matter how many windows you have, installation is one low cost, and every purchase is backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Black Friday sale now. Get up to 50% off site-wide, plus doorbusters. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications.
Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Commuting to work again? Welcome back. Just breathe and remember, you got this. And the all-new Hyundai Kona is there to help. Class-leading interior space means you can stretch out. Intuitive tech like remote smart parking assist makes parking stress-free. And complimentary BlueLink Plus allows you to set the climate controls remotely. Learn more about the all-new Kona and your best commute ever at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
That I eat, so.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast. It's a Touchdown Tuesday on After Hours.
Firing for the end zone. Caught! Touchdown! Touchdown!
Takes it himself to the pylon. Touchdown!
One man to beat 10. He's gone!
They throw in the end zone. Caught! Touchdown! Made a guy miss. He's inside the five. He's to the 3-2-1. Touchdown! Southern Salting into the end zone. Touchdown!
To cast your vote for the TD of the week, head to @AfterHoursCBS on Twitter or give us a call at 855-212-4227. The Dallas Cowboys.
From the 25 play action, Young throws the ball, intercepted at the 30-yard line. Coming down the left side is Bland. Touch at the 5. He did it again. He did it again.
Unbelievable. What he is doing.
Undercut the first down pass, and Deron Bland said, I don't think I've scored in about 2 weeks.
Oh, man.
The Green Bay Packers.
Second down and 8, Green Bay at the Los Angeles 24. Packers trending by 4. Under 3 minutes to go in the game. Love goes no huddle. Takes the snap. He has time.
He's got
the left side. Dobbs is there. Leaping grab. Touchdown. Touchdown. In the left corner of the end zone. Oh, what a throw from Jordan Love to Romeo Dobbs. And they beat Michael Davis for the lead score. It's 22-20.
The Detroit Lions.
First and goal from inside the one for the Lions. They trail by 5. Looking to take the lead here late. Goff is going to work out of the gun. Montgomery to his right. Jared leans in, takes the snap, hands to Montgomery, yes. Heads down to the end zone. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. They've got the lead back. David Montgomery against his former team. And the Lions, what a comeback. What a comeback.
The Denver Broncos.
All out blitz on the way. Get it up, Russ. Russ throws the ball to the end zone. It is caught. Touchdown, Denver. That is Courtland Sutton. His 8th red zone touchdown of the year. 15-yard touchdown, Wilson to Sutton. He went up over Mekhi Blackmon. And the Broncos, with 63 seconds left, are in front of the Vikings 21-20.
Those are your candidates for TD of the Week. The poll is now up on both Twitter, After Hours CBS, as well as our Facebook page. And multiple game winners that are stuffed in there, like the stuffing goes inside the turkey. So you can find the poll anywhere you look on our show, social media, if you will. And so you've got, let's see, Packers, Wayne Larrivee, Lions, Dan Miller. Jay, why can't I find the poll? Did I not retweet it? I think I did. I'm looking on my Twitter so that I can make sure it's retweeted, but I don't see it anywhere. Okay, keep going. You know, I know, I got you. I just don't know where the poll is. I was trying to find it to see who was leading, but I can't find it. Okay, go into our show page, because it's pinned there. Also, the Broncos, Dave Logan on their radio network, and then Brad Sham on Cowboys Radio. Yeah, gosh, that was a struggle for me. I'm not sure why. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. You know what you won't hear or don't hear? One of the 3 Giants touchdowns that were orchestrated by your choice for Monday MVP.
I need a hero.
His heroics made us swoon this weekend.
I'm the best ever.
Swoon. I am the greatest.
Now it's time to name the After Hours Monday MVP.
Vito takes the snap back, fires one right to Barkley, makes the catch, reaches for the touchdown. Tommy DeVito hits Barkley on a third and goal at the 5, and DeVito's thrown his third touchdown pass of the game.
Not even
Barkley
the best one.
Barkley with the second touchdown catch of the game, and the Giants are now up 20-12 with an extra point pending.
When things are going right and you feel like they're going right, it's a lot of fun. It feels like you're just enjoying it and playing the game of football like you were when you were a kid. Great play calls by Calf. Great execution by everybody on, you know, the offense, and the defense and special teams held their own and some had a tremendous day, so that made our job easier.
That wasn't even his best touchdown pass. He had a deep shot, which was really impressive. But yes, 3 touchdowns for an undrafted rookie quarterback, Tommy DeVito. And I wonder if he was having a lot of fun. We got sacked 9 times. So 9 sacks. But he also has 3 touchdown passes for a day he will never forget, a most memorable day. But let's not go all crazy over the whole hero thing and his heroics. Thank you for choosing. That's Bob Papa on Giants Radio. For TD of the week, you still have a few hours. But yeah, Monday MVP belongs to Tom A. Probably will be the only time, the one and only time that he ever gets to that point. So I'm seeing a bunch of your Thanksgiving recipes and also your favorite meal to make on Thanksgiving. Thank you for giving so many suggestions. Our friend Mac, who is out driving usually when he's listening to the show, he says, you got to have my signature dish. That's shrimp stuffing. Shrimp stuffing. Interesting. Rob says, I make a mean stovetop stuffing. I wonder if he makes it from scratch with breadcrumbs, because that's how it's made, actually. Let's see, another tweet telling me to use cheesecloth to cover my turkey, pack it in salt completely, microwave it. No. I am not microwaving a turkey. That is cheating. That is cheating. Let's see, Crazy Granny, that's what she goes by. She says crockpot turkey is wonderful, juicy and tender. All right. She says her favorite is her daughter-in-law's macaroni and cheese. That I could do. I could do some mac and cheese. You know I make a homemade mac and cheese. Should I add that to the dinner table? That's too much food.
That's a lot of food.
That's a lot of starches.
That's like heavier than stuffing, maybe.
It is.
Is mac and cheese a Thanksgiving dish, though?
It is. Okay. I think it is.
I agree.
At least a bunch of different Thanksgiving meals that I've been to. Let's see, another one, oyster stuffing. Tim says stuffing and gravy with enough sage to matter. I like that. But my favorite tweet by far that I've gotten tonight, a few minutes ago, can I spend Thanksgiving with you? I think he likes our spread. All right, we're out for the rest of the week, but I hope that you enjoy your Thanksgiving. It goes family, friends, faith, food, football, and fun. Back with you Sunday night here After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. Boom!
This episode is brought to you by FX's A Murder at the End of the World, starring Emma Corrin, Clive Owen, and Britt Marling. Emma plays Darby Hart, a sleuth and tech-savvy hacker. She joins an exclusive group invited to a retreat. When one of the guests is found dead, Darby must prove it was murder before the killer takes another life. FX's A Murder at the End of the World, now streaming only on Hulu.
This holiday season, ask for concert and comedy tickets. Create your wish list at LiveNation.com. Choose from thousands of the hottest shows, including Chelsea Handler, Doja Cat, Jonas Brothers, New Kids on the Block, Niall Horan, Tim McGraw, and more. Just sign in, add your favorite shows, and send a helpful hint to family and friends. It's never been easier to get what you want. An unforgettable night out with your favorite artists. Create your wish list today at LiveNation.com/wishlist.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered. Here's longtime NFL and NBA announcer Ian Eagle.
Would I find this entertaining if I was sitting on the couch watching the game, or would this be a nuisance? Would this get in the way? Does it enhance the enjoyment for the viewer, or at some point are you becoming an annoyance?
Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.